Our poor dog Jigs had slipped and fallen into the pit. So Grandpa ran up with a shovel to rescue the poor dog. He was down there swimming in the muck. But as Grandpa dug through that forest floor, I became fascinated with the roots. And under that, what I learned later was the white mycelium, and under that, the red and yellow mineral horizons. Eventually, Grandpa and I rescued the poor dog. But it was at that moment that I realized that that palette of roots and soil was really the foundation of the forest. And I wanted to know more, so I studied forestry. But soon I found myself working alongside the powerful people in charge of the commercial harvest. The extent of the clear-cutting was alarming, and I soon found myself conflicted by my part in it. Not only that, the spraying and hacking of the aspens and birches to make way for the more commercially valuable planted pines and firs was astounding. It seemed that nothing could stop this relentless industrial machine. So I went back to school, and I studied my other world. You see, scientists had just discovered in the laboratory in vitro that one pine seedling root could transmit carbon to another pine seedling root. But this was in the laboratory, and I wondered, could this happen in real forests? I thought, yes.